Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
Thank you. I heard Chanson Medicas in a festival in Europe, and Barbara Hendricks sang. And I was, I just couldn't believe it was Ravel, because the music is so sparse and so, the harmony was so dissonant. It was none of this lushness you associate with Ravel's music, Daphne's and Chloe, or Scheherazade for that matter, the other song cycle on the program. I thought initially it was meant for soprano because Barbara Hendricks is a soprano, but later found out that it's actually written for mezzo. So I started to look for a connection between Scheherazade and Chanson Medicas because the same singer can sing both. And I asked my friend Ken Noda if there's a mezzo that can sing both, and he said Tamara Mumford is the one. And so I asked Tamara, or Tammy, and she, as you can tell from the performance, says she's very pregnant. You know, she's only a month or so from the due date, and this will be her last performances before she goes into sort of the bed rest mode. But I was so delighted that she was able to sing both. I just find Chanson Medicas a totally different look. I mean, again, in a festival situation, you want to present different faces of composers. And you can do a very lush work like the string quartet we did earlier in the festival and Scheherazade. And then you have something very severe and almost slightly primitive sounding in Chanson Medicas. And I thought that would be also a very good way to segue into the Rite of Spring.
Thank you.
I'm like the biggest fan of the Rite of Spring. You know, when I was a student, I collected every recording on the Rite of Spring. Of course, all orchestral version. To this day, I've not actually heard a recording of the two piano version. And there's also a piano forehand version. But the two pianos just make that much more noise. And for the Rite of Spring, you need noise. I've been wanting to put the Rite of Spring into Summerfest programs for I don't know how many years. But I just knew that the piece is incredibly difficult to put together, and it will require a lot of rehearsing. And, you know, in a Summerfestival situation, it's not always ideal for being able to put two artists together and say, okay, you have 5 days, and this is all you do. So when Shai and Orion already played the piece somewhere else, and I was told about it, and I checked with them to see if they still keep that piece in their active repertoire, and when they said yes, I jumped at the opportunity to program this. I invited them right away to play it, and I can't say enough about what they did at the concert. It was a fantastic performance, especially knowing how difficult it is to bring out all these lines and to play so precisely and to get this sort of, you know, animal-like primitive rhythm. But it's unbelievably sophisticated rhythm, but just meant to sound, you know, absolutely wild. And they did it all.
¶¶
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.